In this video, we will talk about the first step in legacy church revitalization, prayerful courage. Before a church creates a plan, changes a program, finds a preacher, updates a building, or starts a new outreach, it needs to come before God. Church renewal is not first a management project. It is a spiritual return. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. He is the shepherd of his people. He is the one who calls, corrects, heals, sends, and renews. That means revitalization begins with prayer, not rushed prayer, not symbolic prayer, not prayer used to approve a plan already decided, but real prayer, prayer that asks, Lord, what are you showing us? Prayer that says, Lord, where have we drifted? Prayer that confesses, Lord, we have protected comfort more than mission. Prayer that pleads, Lord, heal what is broken. Prayer that listens, Lord, whom are you raising up? Prayerful courage means we are willing to face reality with God instead of avoiding reality without him. Some churches avoid reality because they fear conflict. Some avoid reality because they fear losing control. Some avoid reality because they do not want to grieve what has changed. Some avoid reality because they are afraid that honest diagnosis will lead to closure. But prayerful courage says we would rather walk with God in the truth than preserve appearances in denial. That kind of courage is gentle, not harsh. It does not attack older members. It does not shame tired leaders. It does not blame the whole church for every wound. It simply brings the church before Christ and says, Lord, renew us according to your will. A practical first step is to gather a few faithful people for prayer. Not a complaint meeting, not a strategy meeting, a prayer meeting. Ask God to give the church humility, clarity, repentance, trust, healing, and mission. Legacy church renewal begins when God's people stop pretending, start praying, and take one faithful step into the truth.